It is 7:20 on a Sunday morning. That is time for Hancock and Kelly. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, buddy.
All right, I want to start with a quote from the debate this week. Former President Trump said, "In Springfield, they are eating the dogs. The people that came in, they are eating the cats. They're eating. They are eating the pets of the people that live there." It is one of the most ridiculous statements I have ever heard in my life on public television. And I just want to get some response from you guys to understand how it gets to this point where he is saying ridiculous things like this. John?
Well, I mean, it's not exactly something new, is it?
Well, I think it might be new.
Well, the thing about that particular answer, it was a horrible answer, and it's become a meme. But he gave that answer because Kamala Harris got under his skin by questioning the sizes of his crowds, and Donald Trump took the bait. And so rather than answering the question that he was next asked, which was, why did you oppose the bipartisan immigration bill? He launched into defending the sizes of his crowds, went back to the subject of immigration, which I think was his debate strategy. And then he had bought into this, as you say, ridiculous story about eating people's pets and spouted it off. And really, that was the point at which the whole debate just flipped on itself. I thought Trump's first couple of answers were fine. But once Harris went at his soft underbelly, which is questioning his popularity, and he couldn't resist it. And he did real damage to his campaign there.
Yeah, I think John's right. We saw a really well-executed strategy by the Harris campaign. And by the way, it's been a really well-executed campaign since she became the nominee after the disastrous debate. Look, Donald Trump is great in the first 10 minutes of anything he does. And that first 10 minutes wasn't bad. There were a couple of questions that were right in his wheelhouse related to the economy, inflation, and then later the border. Where he really could have driven home his message points. But again, you had a really well-prepared candidate in Kamala Harris who wound up finding a strategy to deal with Donald Trump, and that is to make Donald Trump talk about himself. And the reality is we all knew it. I know all three of us and anybody else who was listening or watching that night knew the second she mentioned his crowd sizes that we were all on the edge of our seat waiting for it to go back because we knew that what was going to happen. And I think she wants to continue to point that out and remind people that that's what the 4 years of Donald Trump was like.
Despite the fact that most people on both sides of the aisle agree who won this particular debate, the polling is not moving a whole lot. And, you know, because most people are already entrenched in their viewpoints about these candidates, this is going to be a really close election, and I'm wondering what you guys think is going to be the issue that decides it. John?
Turnout. So you're going to be looking at which side is most motivated to make it to the polls and vote. The Democrats have an advantage on the ground through they had ground operations in place in the battleground states for months and months and months, if not over a year in some cases. So they've got an advantage there. They have gained an advantage over the Trump era in mail-in and early voting behavior. Republicans, that used to be, we used to regularly run up the tally on before Election Day voting. It was a strategy. It was implemented by the party in every battleground state. Back in the day when Missouri was a battleground state, you know, we had one of the best early voting / absentee voting programs in the country, and we've ceded that to the Democrats. So they've got an on-the-ground advantage. Is it going to be enough? Who knows?
I don't like to continue to agree with John, but I don't know that it's going to be a specific issue that turns this election, Scott. I think John's right. I think it comes out down to turnout. I think it also comes down to expanding the electorate. We know that this battle is going to be happening in 7 states. John's right. The Democrats have been building a field team there for a long time. Those are the people who knock on doors, ask for your support, offer you a ride to the polls. Hey, can we get your niece and nephew to come as well? So that's the type of strategy the Democrats are executing. On top of that, expanding the electorate, you know, and having a person like Taylor Swift bringing new people into the elections is helpful for the Democrats. So I really think that's what this election comes down to. We're a 50-50 country. We have been for the last three or four elections in this country. Literally, we had Joe Biden and Donald Trump running against each other, and it was 50-50. Now we have Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, and it's 50-50. I think we could sub almost any human beings in there. We're divided, and this is going to come down to who kicks the field goal, as my friend John Hancock says.
Well, who kicks the field goal? Young people tend not to vote. So the right. fact that, you know, Taylor Swift might have some influence there, I'm not going to underestimate what she can do. And we've seen with the NFL, she drew in a whole bunch of new young fans. So it's possible that we will get those young voters to come out.
I think that's right, Scott. But remember, in some of these states like Georgia, this election was decided by, what did Donald Trump say, 11,000-something votes? And so 100 people here or there make a difference, and these types of organizing campaigns may actually impact this election.
Well, President Trump says he's not going to do another debate. John, do you think he's going to stick to that, or is he going to need another debate?
Well, we'll see. He'll need another debate if and when Kamala Harris takes the lead in five or six of the battleground states outside of the margin of error. If that doesn't happen, then I don't think we're going to have another debate. If it does happen, I think it's 50-50.
Michael, any final thoughts?
Yeah, he needs another debate. He needs as many opportunities for disruption in this campaign as possible. Right now, Kamala Harris is showing that she is a disciplined campaigner, and that will make the difference. I got to tell you, I truly believe she will win this election simply because of the two things we've talked about before. Number one, she's predictable and sticks to her strategy. And number two, she's got people on the ground working it, and the Republicans are busy talking about cats.
All right, we'll leave it there. Michael Kelly, John Hancock, thanks as always.
See you, Scott.
See you guys.
All right, Total Information AM Sunday for September 15th. Good morning.